It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
Wilmore's finest, Bronte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky.
Take it out.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
Is back tonight. Chiefs, Ravens. I'm looking at the Ravens right now, and I'm saying to myself, this game means everything to them tonight. Just to prove to themselves that they can beat the Chiefs. The Chiefs are in the warrior zone, where nothing really matters during the regular season, because now that you've done the unthinkable, which is go on the road for two rounds of the playoffs and win out of the wild card, essentially, you know, playing opening weekend. We know you can do it in a variety of ways. They're going to get the benefit of the doubt all year. And the Niners are going to face the Chiefs later on this year. And you can say, Joe, the Niners already knocked the Rams off a zillion times in the regular season, and it had no bearing on that NFC Championship game. And you're right. It didn't have a whole lot to that. To that NFC Championship game. There wasn't anything that helped them get over the hump in that fourth quarter. But there's got to be something psychologically, if you're Baltimore tonight, to just prove to yourself that you can beat the Chiefs. Somehow, some way. And I know it might not mean anything 4 months from now, 5 months from now when they meet again, if they do, in January. But psychologically, it's good to know that you can beat that team. And I'm watching tonight, and I'm saying to myself, in about 6-7 weeks, the Niners are going to face the Chiefs. And I feel like we're going to be in a similar spot as Baltimore, where it's not the end-all, be-all if you lose the game. But psychologically, don't you want to beat that team just to prove to yourself that you can do it?
When the Niners play the Chiefs in October, will that psychologically help you if they win that game?
I'll feel a lot better. We can't keep losing to this. You gotta just beat them once, just to just do it.
See, I think that game is massive for the 49ers.
Yeah, their psyche, right?
I think back to the Niners in 94. When they played the Cowboys in that regular season game and beat them 21-14 in Candlestick Park, the Niners needed that game desperately to know that in the playoffs, if we meet them again, we know we got one on them. Because in those regular seasons, they're getting smoked by the Cowboys. Smoked. Up until that point. NFC Championship, back-to-back years, regular season at Texas Stadium, got smoked, weren't even close. They had to win that game at Candlestick Park, and it was an ugly one. 21-14, I'll never forget the score. But then they win that NFC Championship game, 38-28, but winning that regular season game meant a lot. They had to have it. The problem with the Green Bay Packers in the 90s, was that they couldn't beat the Packers. No. Regular season, playoffs, it didn't matter. And they never got that one to get over their hump up until the catch, too.
Yeah.
And really, you know, the cynic in me says, boy, I know we're going to have Jerry Rice on next week. He fumbled in that football game. They should have won that one.
We don't need to bring that.
But you get what I'm saying. There was no instant replay that season. So I do believe, like, when it comes to Baltimore, China Harbaugh's done a good job with that team and that organization. But winning in Arrowhead Stadium, I think for them, would mean a lot. Now, they got a tough, they have a tough division. Cincinnati, Cleveland, Pittsburgh. They're going to have to navigate through that division, and they may have to see Kansas City again at Arrowhead Stadium, and then that regular season game is going to mean nothing, right? It's going to mean absolutely nothing. But I do think it's important for these teams to give Mahomes a company because they're feeling like they're on top of the world. They're already talking three-peat. They're chasing something. They're not chasing the Niners. The Chiefs are not chasing the Ravens. They're not chasing the Bengals. They're not chasing the Bills. They're not chasing the Lions. They're chasing history. Like those Warrior teams. They're chasing history.
You know,
that's
who they're
a
chasing?
scary thought.
Tom Brady and Bill Belichick.
Well, and they could do something that Tom Brady and Belichick never did.
I mean, right now, Andy has been to the one Super Bowl with the Eagles, and he's been to four with the Chiefs. That's five. It's pretty incredible. It's pretty incredible.
They have a chance, again, they have a chance to accomplish something no team in NFL history, no organization in NFL history has done. Nobody has three-peated. Who was the closest to doing it?
The Niners losing in the NFC Championship game in 1990.
To New York Giants.
The way that they did.
Roger Craig fumbling, Joe Montana getting hurt in that football game. They would have to play the Buffalo Bills in Tampa, Florida.
I told you about
the card.
They
got close. So, what card?
I have a card.
Oh.
I hate having it, but it's a seminal card. It's a hologram Lawrence Taylor recovering the fumble of the Roger Craig
play. Well, I would have thrown that card away.
No, you have to keep it.
I would have thrown
you
it
have
away.
To. I hate to I say that you have to keep it.
I would have given it. It away. So, back in the spring during basketball season, Justin Hathaway, his son, he's one of the managers of NBC. Matt and Higgin, they're tight. And his son, Colin, needs some shoes, so I hooked him up with some J's. Some J's that I never wear. I was like, couldn't fit them. Hooked him up with some J's. So he returned a week later. He got me a hat. And he found a hat. I thought about wearing it, but I'm probably not going to wear it ever. It's just going to sit in the house. It's a red 49ers hat with three-peat on it.
Yeah, I'm good off that.
And it had the little logo on it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, and it was a great gesture. Finding that hat or whatnot, because I remember one of my uncles, when they lost that game, he was wearing a black 49ers three-peat hat. And that kick went through the uprights by Matt Barr. And I cried and cried and cried and cried all night long. I couldn't believe it. As a kid, I was distraught. Distraught.
Niners couldn't move the ball at all in that game.
Oh, Belichick did a great job. He told Bill Parcells, and they're 30 for 30, he said, if we play zone against this team, they're going to carve us up. We need to play man defense or get physical.
Sounds similar.
And if you look at the numbers in the 80s with the Giants and the Niners, those games were tough.
So you asked a question, though. I know tonight we're just celebrating football's return. You asked a question about Aaron Rodgers that I found to be quite provocative. We've had this Aaron Rodgers 49er
every year.
But give me that one more time, the one you said before the end of the break.
So with the Chiefs chasing history, that sucks because they are chasing history. But it is, basically, when we think about Aaron Rodgers. And do we have the sound of Aaron Rodgers? If we play this out, it'd do it some more justice here. But we all remember the draft when they selected Alex Smith number one overall. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. The only game I watched with Alex Smith that year was the Fiesta Bowl against Pittsburgh.
Yeah, which we all saw.
And they beat one ranked team all season long. Aaron Rodgers was in our backyard, and we saw him at the L.A. Memorial Coliseum with Keith Jackson announcing the game. Start off the game, what was it, 22 for 22, 23 for 23 or whatnot?
Throw away.
And, I mean, he was spinning it so well. That was the number one team in the country.
Chase Lyman.
Yep, Chase Lyman got hurt. Broke his leg in that game.
That team
St. Francis.
So much
St. Francis Mountain View. And who's the running back? He was a long name. Started with an E.
Oh.
Somebody would know it. But basically, he was running hard that day.
Mm-hmm.
And they had first and 10 inside the 10-yard line. And Jeff Tedford decided to throw the ball four straight times. And they lose 23-17 at the L.A. Memorial Coliseum. As a number seven, College Game Day was at that game. That's how big it was. So I'm thinking right then and there, oh, the 49ers got their quarterback.
J.J. Arrington.
J.J. Arrington was a running back?
Yeah.
How many carries did he get in that game?
He's the football American that year. I mean, geez, they had Ryan
2000 that year.
Remember
was it
Ryan
that same,
Riddle?
That same year? I thought it was somebody else.
And Texas Tech, man.
I thought it was somebody else. Well, no, they lost to Texas Tech.
04.
04.
Yeah, I'm looking at the
04. That was the year the Cal should have gone to the Rose Bowl, but Mac Brown complained.
Or not Mac Jones. What was the guy?
Mac Brown.
Mac Brown.
Mac Brown complained that Texas should be in the Rose Bowl and forced Cal out. So
So, you know, when they didn't draft Aaron Rodgers, and I remember the dialogue during that whole draft process, Mike Donald's like, well, you know, with Alex Smith, he opens the door for women. If I tell him to to dribble a marble. He's going to dribble a marble. If I tell him to jump off, he's going to do it on the spot. He's such a good guy.
Did he really say he opens door for women?
You didn't hear this?
He said
that Aaron Rodgers was too arrogant and cocky. Right. They also, at the time, and I'll never forget it, they took Alex Smith and said, we might trade back to the number four spot with Tampa Bay and just take Aaron Rodgers too. Right. What? This is the era of giving quarterbacks $40 and $50 million dollars guaranteed before the CBA change.
Before the Jakarcus Russell.
Not only that.
Mike Nolan was, think about this, the guy was a defensive coordinator for 1 year because Marvin Lewis was really the architect of that Baltimore Ravens. And they said, here's the keys to the franchise, and you pick a guy on that side of the ball. Right. Just figure it out.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers is sitting there thinking, what does this have to do with playing quarterback? And he slips all the way to 24. And then on draft night, when he does get selected by the Green Bay Packers, Spadoni, let me know when you have it. Here's what Aaron Rodgers said.
How disappointed are you that you will not be a 49er?
Not as disappointed as the 49ers will be that they didn't draft me.
So, at this point, I know the Niners have beaten Rodgers a number of times in the playoffs.
They basically owned him since Harbaugh showed up.
But he does have a Super Bowl.
Okay, it was ancient history.
He's got a Super Bowl. We were just talking about guys who have Super Bowls and got rings. He's got a Super Bowl. He's at the table. He's got one more than my favorite quarterback growing up, Dan Marino.
Mm-hmm.
All right? He's got one more than Jim Kelly, who's in the Hall of Fame.
You can make the argument he is one of the more disappointing playoff quarterbacks.
Aaron Rodgers? Well, they've had some disappointing losses.
Well, he tapped out against the Niners multiple times. He lost to Jimmy G on a Saturday night.
He lost to the Niners defense.
I'm just saying.
And their special teams let him down.
Jimmy didn't even execute an offensive touchdown that game.
Their special teams let them down. But with that said, he still has the ring. He still has a seat at the table. And he has one more than the Niners has during this entire tenure. And by the way, as he spent all that time in Green Bay, the Niners have been looking for quarterbacks left and right. How many quarterbacks have they gone through since that draft? So is that still one of the biggest regrets for Niner fans?
My number one regret. At least, and this is just more recent. Like, I wish Barry Sanders came out of retirement. Yeah. I wish Hurst never got hurt. I wish Lawrence Phillips blocked. Like, no. The easiest one for me is I wish they would have said yes to Tom Brady. It's not Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. Who knows what Aaron would have become with the Niners and how dysfunctional they were. Who knows if he would have been upright because he would have been playing from the get-go. I still think he would have been good. I think he would have been better than Alex Smith. To me, that whole argument of Aaron would have been exactly like Alex. No, he wouldn't have. I think he's just a better football player than Alex Smith. And I think he's a more astute football mind than Alex ever was. It's the easiest one for me. You just say goodbye to Jimmy after the 2020 season and
2019.
Or 2019 season, and you say hello to Tom Brady, and you got at least one Super Bowl. I'm in my mind. I know there's this whole Shanahan's got to work with him and all that. It's Brady. Brady would have won one of these Super Bowls for the Niners. One, just one. And he would have been the conquering hero, coming home, you know, ending his career with the Niners, getting number 12, pulled out of retirement. It would have been all time.
There's a lot of regrets for me. The Brady one is
that's number one.
Large.
Number one for me is Brady.
That's a good one. I don't know what number one is for me. Is it passing up Deshaun Watson or Patrick Mahomes? Is it Harbaugh rushing with Kaepernick in Seattle, trying to go for the juggler there? And getting the pass tipped by Richard Sherman into the hands of Malcolm Smith? Is it not drafting Aaron Rodgers? Is it? I don't know what my biggest regret is. Rodgers is up there. Brady at the time, look, I understood where Shanahan was coming from, but again, from my vantage point, it felt like Shanahan never felt Jimmy G on that level. So for Shanahan to tell Kawakami, like, I just thought Jimmy deserved a shot, it was mind-boggling to me because he was talking about Kirk Cousins the whole time. And the way he coached that Super Bowl, especially in the first half, it was like, well, you don't trust him anyway. So move off of him. That's a huge regret. The Brady one's starting to loom large for me. It's starting to loom very large for me. What is it, Niner? But I want to hear from Niner fans. Forget my regrets. What's your regret? Like, I'm looking at the 408 right now, Sasky, and we'll get to the calls in just a second. 408, Xfinity Mobile text line. It's a no-brainer for me. Yes, the Niners regret not getting Rodgers. Don't overthink this. First ballot Hall of Famer. He's a Hall of Famer. I think great players do figure it out.
I think that, you know, there's a lot of different regrets. There's watching the Joe Montana Peacock doc, like, obviously there was a lot of people within the Niners organization that regretted trading Joe Montana. That was a very controversial move. Trading Charles Haley, very controversial. You know, allowing Ronnie Lott to leave in the protected free agency thing that they had going on in 1991.
Plan B.
Right?
That's like what they called it.
Allowing Ricky Waters to leave, right? Like, there's a lot of
work to do. Ricky Waters. What about, damn, it just slipped my mind. Let Jerry Rice go.
I mean,
what about let T.O. trading him to Philadelphia?
That was a large part finances, yeah, but
I hear that. But you know, it's Jerry Rice. No, no, it's Jerry Rice. It's Jerry Rice. This is a good one. 650. Or is this going to be out on the list before we get out to the lines? The biggest regret has to be giving up picks to get Trey Lance. Probably one of the probably the worst draft pick of all time. Now, I'm not going to go that far because there's been a lot of bad picks. Jamarcus Russell, all line one. Ryan Leaf, all line two.
It's a bad
Kajana
trade.
Kajana Carter tearing up his knee before he even plays with the Cincinnati Big. I mean, it's a lot of bad picks.
Ooh,
this is a bad pick.
This is the ghost of Trey Lance.
But boy, what is the biggest regret you have as a Niner fan as we get ready to play here? Is Aaron Rodgers still the biggest regret? Let's go to Oreo Cookie in Oakland. Let's start off with him here on the Morning Rush. What's up, Oreo Cookie?
Hey, what up, you guys? You're definitely right about the Aaron Rodgers that is the number one. I mean, it just sucks that he was out here in our backyard. And one of the reasons I've heard that we didn't pick him is because he was kind of arrogant, kind of cocky, California cocky is what I heard. And that's just a poor excuse. Nolan was straight old school, and I don't think he realized the new school that was coming in. But I do have another one, which is in the Harbaugh Super Bowl, not giving Frank Gore the ball at the 5-yard line, not even once. That's got to be up there, too.
Where's that up there for you?
I mean, of course that's up there. But that whole game, there's like it's littered with mistakes. Yeah. Chris Culliver got dominated in that game after saying horrible things. And, you know, Whitner didn't have a great game.
Can I be honest with you about that game?
We should have got blown out.
I was a little hurt about the loss, but I went to school the next day. I was fine.
No, I was devastated. Because,
no, you know, I'm going to tell you why I wasn't devastated. Because that entire week, they weren't buttoned up.
Well,
Chris Culliver was chirping, saying what he was saying. Randy Moss was all of a sudden popping off.
Oh, I'm better than Rice.
You know, Alex Smith, they forced Alex Smith to be out there at media day, and he's taking questions from Deion Sanders in a very uncomfortable spot, coming off his best game and then getting benched. You know what I'm saying? Now, I still think it was the right move because the offense took off with Colin Kaepernick, especially that season. But there's a lot of things they did that week. Jim Harbaugh was tight all week. They had the coaches' conference. John Harbaugh's in a suit, tie, looking good. Jim Harbaugh's in full coaching gear with a whistle around his neck, being quirky and just tight. It's like, dude, dial it down. Like
his brother outcoached him.
So bad. It was, but the lights going out and everything, and if they win that Super Bowl, there's an all-time asterisk on it. People outside the Bay Area is going to say, "Oh, it's an asterisk."
Well,
lights
Ray
blah,
Lewis,
blah, blah.
Deer antler
I
spray.
Mean, it was just, I didn't
heard
think
Lone
bring
up Ray Lewis yesterday, and I'm like, God, the deer antler spray that week was the most ridiculous thing. He did steroids. It was he tore his pec and I mean, played in the same season. It's like impossible.
I mean, steroids in the NFL. Like I kind of just like.
And then Randy talking like, all this smack that whole week about how he's better than Rice and doesn't even make an effort to go after the – it was a slightly overthrown ball from Kaepernick. He's just kind of like, eh.
Did steroids bother you in the NFL?
No.
You've been doing it for years.
This is the problem. He got caught red-handed the week of the Super Bowl, and they're like, nothing to see here. And it was like – it was just like the Ohtani thing. It was like, nothing to see? Nothing to see.
Ray Lewis caught red-handed? Crazy.
Oh, boy.
He was taking a steroid to recover from a torn pec. It was so obvious, and everyone was like, of course everyone's doing this. No one had ever, if I say deer antler spray, there's only one thing you think of.
Wow. I got two of these back to back, and then I got a question for you about the regrets. I got two of these back to back.
Putting a punt returner back after the guy's already muffed 10,000 punts?
That's one of them.
Yeah, but of course.
Coach Buck. Former head coach of Reardon Basketball. Yeah. What up, Coach Buck? And a worldwide half.
What they
chiming
say?
In with the same regret.
What?
Is the biggest regret moving the team from Candlestick Park to Levi Stadium?
Wow.
Where's that rank
you
up there as regrets?
On that one.
And then I guess there's some new tailgating rules. What's going on in the tailgating rules?
I don't know. Everyone was, you gotta make a big deal about the tailgating.
What's going on with the tailgating?
I don't know.
I haven't looked into
Somebody
it yet.
Somebody who knows, let us know.
Yeah, all right. You want to give us a call about that. Where does that rank? Moving from Candlestick to Levi's.
If you bring up, you know, tailgating, in my mind, and this is just going way back, the propaganda, and I know he's your buddy, and I love him. I love him. Mm. But Fitz jamming it down my throat that the fan experience at Levi's is going to be so superior because of the tailgating, when it was like the least accurate of all of the propaganda points that Jed had him read for a decade straight. Just jamming the fan experience down my throat as a listener.
So what?
Drove me nuts. I love you, Fitz, but you were reading, literally like Jed gave him the script to read.
Don't talk about that.
R.I.P. to Bob Fitzgerald ever coming on this show.
He knows I love him.
I live with these people. I love these people. They're part of my family.
I tailgate every week.
R.I.P. to Bob Fitzgerald ever coming on this show again.
Fonte, of all the parts of Levi Stadium, the least fan-friendly is the fan experience in the tailgate area. Come on.
That's stupid. Don't say that again.
Come on.
I'm going to leave that alone.
They made that such a big deal. Did they not?
I don't remember. 415.
What is going on here?
I love them.
Reggie White going to Green Bay instead of the 49ers. It changed the NFC. God told him to go to Green Bay, and he went to Green Bay.
So we're blaming God.
I mean, that's what Reggie White said. God steered him to Green Bay.
The only person God ever told to go to Green Bay, Wisconsin.
I may have to make that my road trip this year. They're playing Green Bay Thanksgiving, the weekend of Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I have to do that. Green Bay or Buffalo, man. I got to go to a road game. Got to go to a road game. Maybe it's Green Bay. Because they're going to be good, too. I get to see Jordan Love. Well, I saw Jordan Love last year. But Levi's, the traffic down to Levi's on game day is a problem.
Really quick, I do have the story, if you guys want, on the issue there. So, over 2,500 people have signed a petition demanding to speak to the 49ers over a rule changes for Levi's Stadium parking before games. This new policy is called directed parking. It's a system where parking lot attendants will direct cars into the next available spot. The petition, which was started by Niners Empire, says this prevents parties from parking next to one another, causing problems for large tailgates, and is just representative of the poor communication between the 49ers and season ticket holders.
Mm.
So basically, yeah, it prevents people from getting together and tailgating together, and just inconveniences them on game day.
You know what the problem is with the parking lot? Because trust me, I've been in a million parking lots, okay? It's the ingress, egress, the setup that they have, and the stupid... This is another thing that they championed. We're all going to march in. All of us. 49-mile walk. And they have this one section where they walk right through the middle of the entire parking lot. So you can either go left or right, and they split the whole thing up. And it ruins the whole parking lot. It's
not good.
This happens a lot and with SFMTA and DPW. They look at it on Google Earth, and they're like... Let's change this from 4 lanes to 2 lanes. This looks good. This looks good on a computer. And then you drive down and you're like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Practical application.
Have any of the people creating the rules ever been to a tailgate? What? Have they ever actually driven in and out of a game on game day? It's a big problem for me. Honestly, it's one of my biggest sticking points.
Don't let the season go awry, because Stadium Talk will run rampant here. Will you see this? 408, Xfinity Mobile text line. No spine, Bonte. Not trying to criticize the Niners. No, I'm not trying to criticize colleagues that I work with. That's what that is.
Well, no, I live with God these knows people. I love these things. People. They're part of my family.
That's where I'm at with that. I don't do that.
The Niners put out for about 5 straight years when they were trying to sell the public on it, the fan experience. That was the whole thing with Levi's, was selling the fan experience. Well, and how Candlestick's fan experience of getting in and out was dilapidated.
It's
identical.
You know what? I hear it both ways. I hear fans say the fan experience is great at the tailgates. When they're winning, nobody complains about it. Nobody complains about anything when they're winning. When they're winning, and then when they lose, we're complaining about everything.
Wait, time.
The complaining is very minimized when they win games. Bonte, very minimized.
Everybody complained at the Detroit game and at the Dallas game the year prior. Getting off the freeway into the stadium took an hour and a half for everyone. It was wild. 10 years in.
Guess what? That happens in a lot of stadiums. A lot of stadiums.
It did not take an hour and a half to get from Third Street to Gilman.
You know how long it took me to get into the U.S. Open? Flushing Meadows? A lot of people gone. Happens when you got 70,000 people trying to go to one place at one time. All right, more coming up. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Biggest regrets.
Weatherford hits it. Kyle Williams lost the ball. It's recovered by the Giants. Jaquan Williams, the rookie, knocked it out. Second-year receiver, punt returner Kyle Williams with no Ted Ginn Jr. available because of a knee injury. He's muffed a punt, and now this one is knocked out by Jaquan Williams, recovered by the Giants already. Inside field goal range.
Hey, yo, this is your man. You listening to the 95.7 The Game, The Morning Roast with Bonte and Shasky. Oh, babe.
Is that your biggest regret? Kyle Williams.
Which one?
Not once, but twice. Actually, three times, because he fumbled the reverse.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I could have gone for about 50 or maybe even a touchdown.
It is sad, but it's true.
Bonte, the hardest part wasn't even the actual play. It was the one where he was like backing up and it hit him, right? And then he's on the sidelines, okay?
And it didn't hit him.
Well, not me. No, it didn't. I never hit. It's like, it hit you not once, but I think it hit you twice.
Anthony Davis pointed at his... Anthony Davis, the look, the stare at Kyle Williams. Then in that game, too, somebody just brought it up on the Xfinity Mobile text line. 650.
What's that?
Oh, that's Oscar and EPA. Ahmed Bradshaw.
Well, he fumbled.
He fumbled.
Yeah.
They called, what was it, Forward Progress?
Yeah. The whistle blew, even though no whistle blew.
Yeah, it was awful. What's your biggest regret as a Niner fan? As we get ready for week one, we see the Chiefs and we see the Ravens and they're going to show a lot of Super Bowl highlights and they're going to talk about it. And they're going to say, boy, the Chiefs are going to go for a three-peat. First team in NFL history, last week three-peat. All those bad memories are going to conjure up in our minds, 49er fans. And we're going to look at that Super Bowl saying, boy, we're going to regret it. Like, what's the play that you regret in the Super Bowl? Is it Ray McCloud, the fumble, or the punt return that hit? Who did it hit? Darryl Luter?
CMC fumble.
Oof.
The CMC fumble, because it's like the opening drive, they were marching down.
They were rolling.
And like all of a sudden that, and then, you know, we could laugh at, and or I guess people could be mad at George Kittle. Like, I get when the audio comes out and he's kind of goofing around, but that's it. That's who he is.
Yeah.
And I don't know, that whole play, it just sucks. That play sucks.
That's a bad play. I regret 3rd and 15. That may be my biggest regret now, because I keep talking about it, and I truly believe that 3rd and 15 doesn't happen in Super Bowl 54. Does Andy and Mahomes and Kelce get back to the Super Bowl next year against Tampa Bay? Do they beat Tampa Bay? It's in Tampa Bay. They probably lose to Brady, and then all of a sudden they're 0-2. They lose to Cincinnati, the AFC Championship game, blow a 21-3 lead. Where's Andy at now? 3rd and 15, one of my biggest regrets. I'm going to go to the calls here. By the way, join 95.7 The Game at Hardy Park Friday, September the 6th for the Pettinelli Financial Partners Golf Tournament benefiting the Autism Society. San Francisco, Bay Area, go to 95.7thegame.com to learn more. Presented by ATCO Pest Control, the Bay Area's locally family-owned pest control company. Hi, Bay, San Carlos. What's happening, man? You're on the roast.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, baby?
How's it going?
Hey.
All right. My biggest regret, and it's not the Kyle Williams was rough, but I don't think we beat the Patriots that year. Niners did not have the DBs to cover. So that was rough. But for me, I don't know if you guys can go back to 1990 when Roger Craig fumbled when they were going for the three-peat.
Oh, yeah.
That one hurt. Because Niners had a good team then. Then I think they would have beat the Bills in that Super Bowl with Joe Montana.
Well, he was hurt. He would probably wouldn't play that game against the Buffalo Bills.
Steve had Steve the Young final would have played. Four plays or whatever it was.
Yeah.
But Steve Young was solid,
Joe Montana
though.
Joe Montana doesn't get hurt if they just keep running the ball and he doesn't fumble.
Well, Craig fumbled after Montana got hurt.
He rolled out right and got hit by Marshall and Pepper Little Johnson. Marshall, yeah. And they just blasted him.
Yeah, Craig fumbled after Montana got hurt.
He got essentially carried off the field by trainers, or I guess arms around him.
He looked pretty good.
I mean, he got snapped in half, dude. He was lucky they didn't lose the ball on that play.
He got popped.
The ball, got knocked out and fell right underneath them.
Yep.
Those old white New York Giants jerseys. As much as I hate the New York Giants,
they're not bad.
I do like those.
They're not bad. I did look. I can't stand the Miami Hurricanes. They look sick in all white at the Swamp. That's the first time I've seen them go all white. They usually go with the orange pants, the white jerseys. Sometimes they go with the green pants. They went all white, and them two brothers in the end zone. They did the simultaneous gator chomp. I said, "Oh, the Q is back." They are back. They're now talking trash. They're still in recruits. 925 Xfinity Mobile text line. Moody missing a kick in the Super Bowl last year would have been OT. PAT. What is your biggest regret, Niner fans? 888-957-9570. Let's play the Rodgers cut against Bodie if you can, because Aaron Rodgers said this when he was drafted by the Green Bay Packers.
How disappointed are you that you will not be a 49er?
Not as disappointed as the 49ers will be that they didn't draft me.
And now it's coming out of Cal Berkeley. He grew up a Niner fan, went to Butte College, JUCO, then goes to Cal, and goes on to have a historic NFL career. Yeah, there's been some playoff shortcomings. No doubt about it. No doubt. He does have the one Super Bowl. But he was drafted way back in 2005, 24th overall. Alex Smith goes number one overall out of Utah. Hadn't even taken a snap under center, which is the crazy part. He was in shotgun at Utah.
Is he the oldest player in the NFL into this year?
It's got to be, right?
He's got to be.
40? It's got to be the oldest player, which is crazy.
I was going to say, is Jason Peters still around? He's like 42, I think.
Yeah, he signed. Who did he sign to last year, Jason Peters? He signed somewhere. I don't know if he's on the team right now, though. Rodgers might be the oldest player in his league right now. And for Marty Lyons, what he said was that he's still spitting it. Rodgers, oldest player in the league?
Yep. He's going to be 41 in December 2nd, but yeah, he is currently the oldest active player in the NFL.
So despite all the playoff wins that the Niners have had over Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers and dominating them, they didn't score an offensive touchdown 1 year at Lambeau Field. They beat them down by throwing the ball 8 times in the NFC Championship game. Raheem Mostert went crazy. Is that still one of the biggest regrets for Niner fans, not selecting Aaron Rodgers a bona fide first ballot Hall of Famer?
I mean, I know I'm just going to speak for myself. Like, I'm so over that. It was for a long time, but I'm so over it. And it's kind of a tired conversation. To me, it's the Brady one. Like Brady, man. And Brady wouldn't have cost you anything. He just comes. You just pay him. And maybe you win two. You know, maybe you win two. Not even one, two.
It is sad, but it's
maybe
true.
Maybe he's still playing. Could you imagine what he would look like with Debo?
Well, the Kittle. Package deal was there.
You would have
had
Gronk.
You would have had Gronk.
100%.
Would you have had Antonio Brown?
Yeah, not sure how that would have landed.
Probably do what Brady says, right? Look.
Stop!
Brady looked cooked. So I was in the train. I was like, give Jimmy another shot. But on the other side of it, I looked at Shanahan and said, you know what? Shanahan, go get your guy. If you're not happy with Jimmy, get the guy that you want. Whether it's Kirk Cousins, whether it's Stafford, whether it's Brady. Go get the guy you want. And so for Shanahan to talk to TK on the Tim Kawakami podcast before trading camp, and he goes, yeah, Brady wanted to come here. And I just thought that we deserve to give Jimmy another shot. Is that going to be one of the biggest blunders he ever has? Like, that's something that I just don't let out the... I don't let that out the building. You know, it's bad enough that Lynch is at Patrick Mahomes' pro day saying, boy, this Patrick Mahomes guy, man, I mean, whoa. Maybe we should rewrite our draft board and not take Solomon Thomas number 3 overall, which could be a candidate for one of the worst draft picks of all time, especially in the top 5. But is that going to end up being the biggest blunder for Shanahan, not saying yes to Tom Brady? It's one thing for Bonte Hill to say, yeah, I don't want Brady. But it's one thing for Tom Brady to call Kyle Shanahan and say, hey, I want to come play for you.
Well, the only way you wipe it away is winning one with Brock.
It's the only way.
It's the only consolation prize.
Wow. Wow.
I mean, does anybody...
That's 925. That's his biggest regret, drafting Solomon Thomas instead of Patrick Mahomes. Now, I don't know how people felt about Mahomes. The guy I wanted was Deshaun Watson. Now, we could talk about what Deshaun Watson is today and the things that he did. I don't condone any of that. I'm talking about Deshaun Watson coming out of Clemson. Deshaun Watson coming out of Clemson. I love the guy. Love the guy. Well, in his first few years in Houston, he was dynamic.
The Mahomes thing is interesting. We act like he was a 5th or 6th round pick, but was he 10th, 11th overall?
I think he was 10th, and then Watson was 13th. But a lot of teams are trying to trade up for him. Sean Payton was trying to trade up for him.
That's where I'm getting. Yeah, yeah. Like, Sean Payton, in retrospect, is, you know, we really loved him, and I was going to trade up, but then, you know, the Chiefs beat me to it. It's easy to say that.
I thought the Chiefs were trading up to take Christian McCaffrey. So I remember broadcasting the draft show with old Joe Fortenbaugh and Greg Poppin were doing the trade, and the Chiefs make the trade.
The Peacock Hour.
It was great. That was a great draft show. That was my coming out party. But I remember Coach Baffert Poppin goes, Fat Andy's going to draft Christian McCaffrey. And I got petrified. I was like, damn, Christian McCaffrey and Andy Reid, damn. And then the Panthers took Christian McCaffrey. I'm like, woo, thank the heavens
for that. Is there anybody out there that regrets the Niners going to Kyle instead of McVay?
That's a great question. That's a great question. Do you regret?
No, I love Kyle. Kyle's perfect for us. And I think McVay's perfect for L.A.
Yeah, he's
just
an L.A. guy.
It just sucks that he won and we didn't.
Kyle's not an L.A. guy. He doesn't seem like an L.A. guy. No. Although, you see the picture of Rick Ross, and you see the hair, and you see the Cabo stuff and everything like that.
Kyle's having a midlife crisis?
No, Kyle's got Kyle gets after it.
I'm teasing.
He gets after it. I don't know. Let's go to Cruiser to 209. Cruiser to 209. What's happening?
Good morning, my brothers. Good morning. Hey, I just wanted to address something you said a moment ago, Monte, about I know we played a sound clip of Rodgers saying like the Niners are going to regret not drafting him. And as a young athlete who wanted to play for his favorite team, I can appreciate that. Okay, I can appreciate that. And obviously, well, we've pretty much got the upper hand on him. But at the same time, looking back on it, I'm pretty sure Aaron Rodgers is wiping his brow, thinking like, oh God, thank God they didn't draft me because look, we took Alex Smith, and Aaron Smith isn't as athletically gifted as Rodgers. But at the same time, we had a revolving door at the offensive coordinator position. You know, we probably would have wrecked his career the way that Alex Smith was derailed. So if anything, Aaron Rodgers surprised say, hey, Niners, you know, man, thank you for passing on me, all right? It kind of worked out. So, no. We would have ruined him.
What is your biggest regret as a Niner fan?
Man, Kyle Williams dropped, man. That breaks my... I have not watched that game back. I will never watch that game back. That hurt more than the Super Bowl loss for me because there was no way the Patriots were going to do us that year. No way.
Eli Manning was so good in that game. And not in terms of, like, dicing you up. In terms of evading the pressure. He was throwing the ball away. He was moving around. He got hit so many times in that game. The defensive line for the Niners was suffocating him, and he refused to make a mistake in the pocket. He was so good. It pains me to say it.
This is another great question from the Xfinity text line 510. Question is, was that Shanahan being loyal to Jimmy or arrogant to think he didn't need Brady?
Probably a little bit both. That's the easy way out.
Because Brady loves to check at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah. I think we know about Kyle, too much of Kyle's quote-unquote ego.
But what we do know about Kyle, you got to have an ego to be a coach.
I don't care about egos, like he's a mastermind, I can't bring that guy in because I have to have all the credit. He's not doing that.
His quarterbacks don't have, he discussed that ad nauseum, why he doesn't give quarterbacks full autonomy at the line of scrimmage. And that's my biggest sticking point when it comes to Brady and Shanahan. Brady loves to check at the line of scrimmage. He wants to control the show, which I'm not mad at. One of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, if not the greatest. Still take Joe in a big game over Brady, but that's just me. but Shanahan does not like his quarterbacks checking at the line of scrimmage.
Can I also dispel a misnomer?
Like, honestly, would that have played? Brady's like, no, screw you, Shanahan. I'm checking the play.
He switched up for however many weeks with Bruce Arians, and then eventually Brady lost his mind, and Bruce Arians adjusted. Yeah. And Bruce Arians is pretty stubborn. Yeah. You know, like, we're going to throw the ball way down the field. Brady's like, nah.
7-step dropbacks. Yeah, no doubt.
Nah, we're going to try to, like, dump it off to Leonard Fournette. This thing about Alex Smith and Aaron Rodgers, can we just... People realize, like, as bad as the OCs were, right, for the Niners, as bad as they were, you did have one of the best left tackles in the history of the organization in Joe Staley, who was there for Alex. You had the best running back in 49er history, was there with Alex. And you also had the second, at the time, could have been the best tight end in the history of the 49ers. So we always do this, like, woe is me for Alex. And yeah, the coordinators weren't good. I'm not here to say that. And yeah, his shoulder was banged up, and that was a whole Nolan thing. And we act like he had nothing. He had one of the greatest left tackles the organization's ever had. He had one of the best tight ends and the best running back they've ever had. So, like, this whole woe is me, Alex Smith thing, I think Aaron would have been a little better than Alex, period, no matter what system, no matter who the coach is.
Well, here's my deal with that when it comes, because I agree with you. Number one, he did have talent. And number two, who was more pro-ready? I thought Rodgers, even though Rodgers got the benefit of sitting his first 4 years behind Brett Favre, which it's great for him. Like, I guess in today's day and age, you got rookie quarterbacks who are probably ready to play in today's game. But I prefer to sit a rookie for at least a season just to let him see it and, you know, go through the bumps and bruises and practice or whatnot and kind of learn in the film room and learn behind a veteran. But I get it. You got to play some of these rookies, and some of them pop, like C.J. Stroud. Some of them just pop. Deshaun Watson popped as a rookie. You know what I'm saying? Mahomes had the benefit of sitting behind Alex. But I just thought Alex Smith playing in a spread system with Urban Meyer. He had never taken a snap under center.
Ever.
Ever. They were running a gimmick offense. You know, the Florida Gator offense of Tim Tebow. That's what they're running at Utah under Urban Meyer. And Aaron Rodgers was in a pro-style set with Jeff Tedford. Split backs, I formation. Yeah, we'll go three wide. We'll do some shotgun here and there. But I'm going to take snaps under center. He was more ready for the pro game. Even if Rodgers was thrust into action right away, I think Rodgers would have adapted very, very well. There would have been some rough rides early on, but I think he could spin it. He could make all the throws. His arm talent is undeniable. Alex Smith's arm talent was like,
pocket presence, feel everything. For the game, everything. Like, okay, I look at the Indianapolis Colts with Andrew Luck.
Somebody brought up Antonio Bryant, by the way. He was good with that Niners. He started driving 200 miles an hour in the Porsche. Where was it? The Lamborghini or Porsche?
Yeah. But, like, look at like the Colts with Andrew Luck. Like, he had horrible coaching, very little talent around him, and he went in there and he was solid. We could see he was a really good player. No one is saying that, you know, Aaron Rodgers winning the Super Bowl with those old Niner teams. I just think he would have been good. Mm-hmm. I think he would have been good. Would he have been this version of Aaron? Probably not. But I'll always say that he was the better player, period. It's inarguable.
No, it is.
It's like saying, if Joe Montana is drafted by the Cardinals, does he become Joe Montana? No. Do I still think he's really good? Yeah, I do actually think he's going to be really good.
He
I do.
Figured it out.
I think that's what I'm saying.
He was a winner everywhere he went. He was a winner everywhere he went. He was a winner.
I mean, people didn't know who any of the receivers were that Aaron Rodgers was throwing to early on in his career. And then early in his career, Devontae Adams couldn't catch a cold.
No doubt.
People thought that was a horrible draft pick.
And now
he's
one of the best receivers in football. Marty Lyons, former color commentator for the New York Jets, joined us in the 7 o'clock hour. And, you know, we went behind enemy lines and you asked him about Aaron Rodgers because we don't know what he looks like. We haven't seen him in the preseason. We haven't seen him in training camp. Now, Baldy's been up there to training camp a lot. He really likes it. You could tell Baldy's high on the New York Jets, very high on the Jets. Marty Lyons, he's been at practice. And he says, look, man, the mobility is back with Aaron Rodgers. Expect to see the Aaron Rodgers that we've seen for most of his career. Now, he is 40 years old, but the arm is still there, and he's got weapons, man.
With the feet.
Garrett Wilson and Mike Williams is a hell of a duo at the wide receiver position. I don't think nobody's talking about Mike Williams. When he's healthy, he's right. He's a beast. Spinotti knows from the AFC West days. Mike Williams, when he's healthy, he makes big-time catches and big-time plays down the field. And then Garrett Wilson may be one of the best young receivers in all of football. This may be his coming-out party on Monday Night Football. The matchup between him and Diamondor Lenore or Tarvarius Ward is going to be must-see TV. That guy's good. And then you got Breece Hall in the backfield. But if Aaron Rodgers is right, and this offense is humming with that defense, then damn, Monday night's going to be something special. Niners are going to have their work cut out for them. You know, so I'm very eager to see what type of ride. I can't wait to see warm-ups when Aaron Rodgers is out there moving around, warming up, spinning the ball, because we'll be able to get a feel right away.
Was the last time he played at Levi's, the primetime game where he threw the ball to Devontae over Fred Warner?
And they won by a field goal.
Oh, my gosh. That was one of the best throws I've ever seen.
The anticipation.
It was just incredible.
That's when the Niners botched the kickoff. They should have did the Belichick special.
Oh, my goodness, the kickoff. That's right.
Remember that?
I do remember that.
I mean, it was... That game was a mess.
Was that 2021?
2021.
That Trey scored a touchdown before
right
halftime.
They were down 17-0, right?
Yeah, 17-0. They were down to the left.
They're down 17-0, and they did the quarterback draw behind Big Trent Williams.
Was that the game that Jimmy got stripped in the backfield? They ran it in for a touchdown. One of the Smith brothers, either Preston or the other one.
Jimmy was really bad in that game.
He got stripped at the 15-yard line. They just like picked it up, scooped it in, walked in.
They had a drive in the second quarter where Jimmy threw four straight medicine balls in the middle of the field. And I swear to God, on four straight plays, there's an injury timeout. It wasn't just the Niners who were coming off the field. There was guys from the Green Bay Packers getting hurt from running into each other trying to intercept the ball. It was four straight medicine balls. I'll never forget it. I was in the press box for that game, and I was like, there's car accidents happening on every single play. This guy is getting people murdered in the middle of that. I shouldn't say that. He's getting people hurt. Really, really bad.
You know, the Rodgers thing is interesting this year because I've been thinking a lot about, like, Robert. Everyone's like, oh, Robert Saleh will come to the Niners if it doesn't work out with the Jets and he gets, you know, let go. I got this feeling Rodgers is going to try to sniff around the Niners situation if they don't win at all.
Well, so then you're saying that maybe Brock Purdy's out the franchise quarterback.
No, not that. No. I just think I know Aaron Rodgers. He's looking for – he wanted to come to the Niners, I think, a couple years ago. Don't you?
Well, Shanahan called Matt LaFleur, which really ticked off that relationship. Remember, they had beef for a while.
I think independent of Purdy, and I get, like, if they don't win at all, I'm not saying they're going to do it. If I know Rodgers, he's going to try to contact the Niners and try to contact Kyle Shanahan if he's got anything left in the tank.
Would you be down for Rodgers?
I got to see what he looks like. And I'm in love with Brock right now.
In love with Brock to give him all the money?
I don't have to do that right now.
No, I think they should roll with Brock, man. If you ask me, and I'm gonna do this again because I'm a sucker. But if Rodgers did become available, and say Brock Purdy doesn't have the season that he had last year, say there's a little downtick, he throws maybe 26 touchdown passes, and he throws 13 interceptions, and he throws for 3,800 yards instead of the 42 whatever that he threw last season, I'd still rather ride with Brock Purdy. For this football team, for his mindset, his leadership, you bring in Rodgers and it's just, you want to talk about noise. And then the budding, and then we go back to the Brady conversation where it was like, well, Rodgers is going to want to check things at the line of scrimmage. Is Shanahan going to be cool with that? A 41-year-old checking things at the line of scrimmage? You know,
I'm just saying, if I know Rodgers and if it doesn't work out with the Jets, like he will sniff around the Niners. I'm just telling you that's coming.
Yeah.
Oh, wants $65 million? I'll play for $38 million. You know what I mean? Like, it's just Rodgers is going to put himself in one of those positions. Yeah, I don't even know if I'd want to deal with him and the McAfee show and all the things that he says. And does he have, like, a LeBron aura about him right now? Where, they're like, the sideshow is, like, almost offsets how great he was?
It's dissipated a little, this trade he kept. I haven't heard from Rodgers yet. Now, has he made appearances on the Pat McAfee show? Because he will. He will start making appearances on the Pat McAfee show soon. So, Rodgers, it's been kind of quiet on the ride. I haven't heard. Actually, now that I think about it, his name hasn't surfaced around a lot lately.
Which tells me that he's going to do something.
Well, maybe it's just because we've been caught up in Ayuk Beatty and Trent Williams Beatty and Chris McCaffrey Beatty and Nick Bosa and all that stuff, but I haven't heard much from Aaron Rodgers.
Are we going to give him the American flag to run out with for this Monday night game?
It's turned into a great meme, by the way, the Aaron Rodgers American flag.
if you didn't go like, wow, this is pretty badass. Like last year, like I think we all did, right?
It was September 11th, right?
That yes, was it was special. Awesome.
Two New York teams. It was really
it
cool.
Was awesome.
And it really sucked that he did like the first series, like Achilles, night, like that sucked. Especially after my Niners Jets Super Bowl prediction sucked even more. But McAfee returning, I should say Aaron Rodgers returning to McAfee every Tuesday. So maybe Tuesday after the Jets or Niners win that game, we'll hear from him.
Who gets better guests on their show, Kay Adams or McAfee?
Ooh.
I feel like both either have a giant budget or the best connections ever.
McAfee gets the bigger names, but Kay gets people like that are sneaky hard to get.
Who she gets
like,
the players.
She gets the best gets out the of like guys like Debo. She gets a lot of the players. Like
she's got Debo. She
but no, we don't just get players.
Like Ricky Williams.
There's a connection here. Like, is it her budget? Is it her?
I have no idea.
FanDuel helps.
FanDuel. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
she's very good at what she does.
I'm not saying she isn't, but you guys get what I'm saying. Like, these athletes don't do it for nothing. Like, they want to be compensated.
Dan Levitard is going to go head up with Pat McAfee on Peacock when they move their show.
Really?
Yeah.
And he's right after Dan Patrick on Peacock, yeah.
And I guess, you know, they're like, yo, head-to-head. And I guess Levitard felt some type of way about McAfee coming to ESPN because he felt like they brought in McAfee to replace him. There's some beef there, I guess, whatnot. I was reading about this last night.
And I'm a big Levitard fan. The show has gotten diluted since it went off of terrestrial radio. Yeah. I still get a kick out of it, but I never know who's on any day. Yeah. And it's
all over
the place. I think it's easy to be like, the show's not what it used to be. People might say that about us, but it's not. I like Stugatz and Levitard, and I don't get enough of the two of them.
Yeah. They've been around for 20 years, but they're going straight head up with McAfee, and they're showing their guest list, and it was like, they're going to have Jemele Hill and a couple other names, and then McAfee's going to have, like, Belichick and Manning
ESPN.
And Adam Schefter and Aaron Rodgers, and he's going to get the Sabins of the world, Nick Saban. Yeah, I mean, just like, he's going to get
ESPN
everybody.
ESPN parade, Herb Street, Peyton Manning, who you referenced. Like, they're all, because they're all ESPN employees, are all on his show.
San Jose Jazz fan and a couple people on YouTube, by the way. Shout out to YouTube. Good to see San Jose Jazz fan yesterday. I guess The Athletic, I don't know if this is true. Maybe we could check this. The Athletic reported that an anonymous agent said that the Jets locker room is in chaos because of Aaron Rodgers, which wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me at all.
Well, I don't think it's a chaos. I think everybody realizes when you're part of the coaching staff in the front office, Joe Douglas, if they don't get the quarterback thing right this year, they're all out the door. So they have to win 9 or 10 games and try to get into the playoffs, or everyone's done.
Yeah. Frank the Tank's coming on the show tomorrow. That's right, 5-1-0. Neither Kay Adams or Pat McAfee gets Frank Gore. We're getting Frank Gore tomorrow. We are getting Frank Gore. biggest regrets, 888-957-9570. Maybe this is my biggest regret.
Oh my goodness, Bonte.
Why
where do you want to begin?
We gotta begin with the quarterback position. And Debbie over here.
Debbie!
She knows
big night.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.